Aboriginal and community leaders in the New South Wales town of Wellington say the arrest yesterday of two suspected ice dealers is proof the community is fighting back against the scourge of the drug. Wellington embraced the Dob in a Dealer program in the face of widespread crystal methamphetamine use and negative publicity about the town. While the program is having a demonstrable effect on drug dealing in the town, community leaders say it's also revitalised and empowered their community. David Mark reports from Wellington.
Walking down a street in Wellington, the thing Zeke Shaw notices is just how quiet it is.
Any other given Tuesday before we implemented the program, you'd see a wealth of activity. Someone on the corner perhaps and shouting out, and I guess another person, and this minute you'd have this really irate dialogue happening.
The Aboriginal Community Liaison Officer with the New South Wales Police at Wellington is talking about the drug ice, which was having a devastating effect on the town in the central west of New South Wales. Aboriginal Elder Janet Henman.
Well, you've just got to look around and see the mothers, the fathers, you know, and the people. They just look terrible.
But Wellington's changed dramatically in just 3 months. The community is fighting back against the drug dealers in town.
When you know who they are, and you never used to be able to say something, you know, but people are sick of it and they are coming out and dobbing in a dealer.
That's what they call the program. Sick of the drug, sick of the effect it was having on families, sick of the nickname Little Antarctica because of the amount of ice in town, the community decided to take a stand. Alison Conn is the manager of Wellington Information and Neighbourhood Services. Along with Zeke Shaw, Aboriginal leaders and the local police, she's one of the driving forces behind the Dob in a Dealer program.
Dobbing in has been traditionally a really bad thing in our community. But these people are hurting our families. They're hurting our people.
Which then has a spiral effect.
Zeke Shaw.
Of negative connotations, such as, you know, your children aren't being looked after properly, you know, and then foods, just the basic things like food, electricity and water, all of those things are being challenged because the, you know, drugs and alcoholism and mental health issues now take priority.
So it's about time we stood up as a community and said, stop hurting my family.
Dob in a Dealer is simply a campaign encouraging people to call the police and to report what they know about drug dealing and other crimes.
We're now seeing 45 active cases with the police as a result of the Dob in a Dealer campaign directly. There's already been 4 people prosecuted on drug supply and 1 person on firearms already as a result of this campaign.
Just yesterday, police searched 2 houses in Wellington and found ice in both. They arrested 1 woman on drugs charges while another has been summoned to face court.
People are saying, hang on for a minute, there's not so many movements now. There's not many, so many cars up in that street. Or that no one's knocking on those doors in the wee hours of the morning. So people are actually giving us that feedback.
And what does that mean?
Well, it means hope. It's revitalised the community. They're now saying, hang on for a minute, we have an opportunity to express our voices. And it is being heard.
We run a youth service here, and when kids come in and say, hey, where can I get my drugs? Can't get any. That's a great outcome for us.
Alison Conn and Zeke Shaw say there's a wider lesson here for the Australian community.
It has to be community driven. Governments can't stand up there and say this is what you should be doing. The community needs to come from the bottom up and say this is what we want to do. And when the community does that and we support that as a community, then that's where the changes happen.
It's actually generating a huge big spark in a positive direction of the way people are thinking in this community. They no longer have to now sit back and say, oh, hang on for a minute, we need to be dictated to by government. No. We're happy to share that journey with government.
Dobbing in the dealers is just the start.